Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever met an energy nurse? Well, you will today. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be able to channel from the other side by speaking to angels and guides? Have you ever wanted to know more about how you can use your own energy to heal yourself? Yes, you heard me right. You can heal yourself. Now, would you like to learn what happens when the energy nurse starts creating crystal healing jewelry that will help heal you too? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to lead your own soulful existence? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my co-host, who is a success coach extraordinaire, and she has been on the show many times with us. She always provides us with great information and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about energy and living a wonderful, full life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our co-host today. She is the official energy nurse, and she works with the human energy system to aid in the healing process. And she shows people how to use this side of themselves. She recognizes the energetic system to be as important as the physical body. It's my pleasure to always welcome back to the show today, Carolyn Green. Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
Good January. I'm waving to you.
Okay. I'll wave back.
I don't have
my camera on, but I'll get it on and I'll wave back to you. And it'll probably scare you.
Okay. I'm not looking too pretty. It's not a good hair and makeup day in Florida right now.
Look at me. I'm in the same position. Tell me, what have you been up to lately? What's been going on in your life?
Well, since we last spoke, I just came back from the global healing conference, Healing Touch Conference, where I met healers, certified healing touch healers from all over the world. It was a fabulous experience. We were a group of about 400 of us from all around the world and just made amazing connections. The classes were fabulous. Which was wonderful because I got to take my nursing CEs, my certification CEs, and I actually, and I had a table there of my jewelry and my book. So I just would, it was such a fun fest, I can't tell you. It was so wonderful to be around like-minded people, people that are so in tune with themselves, their clients, the planet, you know, the world around us. And wonderful research is coming out. And I actually just, got it in the mail right before we got on the air. I was just perusing through it. I took a class on the newest research in energy medicine and biofield therapies. Uh-huh. And how they can do such specific tests using, including immune markers and blood work, and on cancer patients and on and heart patients before and after energy work and or meditation sessions. And now it's really, really tangible and evidence-based research on how effective this is as complementary medicine. So what we've known throughout the years, it's been slowly able to be documented and true evidence-based that the medical community would be able to accept because of the type of research that's being done. So it's very, very, it's very exciting. It's very exciting to put your hands on it and show that this stuff works.
And connect with other people who are doing it. Now, is this where was this conference again, did you say?
Yeah, we were in Naples, Florida.
Okay, that's close to you. That's good.
Right.
And does this conference take place every year?
It takes place every year in different parts. This is the first time that I've gone, you know, that I've been able to go. It was close by, worked out with scheduling. And so I was, I was really excited about it. I think it's going to be somewhere, they usually go back and forth, like East Coast, West Coast.
Okay.
And out of the country, obviously, since it's global.
This is great information. Can you perhaps share their website so anyone who's listening to this show 3, 4, 5 months down the road could connect and maybe go to the next conference? Do they have a website address?
Absolutely. So go to healingbeyondborders.org.
Okay.
Okay, so it's www.healingbeyondborders.org. And you can, you can look at the site, see when the conference is. You know, anyone who's in the healing field is welcome. It was a magnificent ceremony. I've never seen so many certified healers become certified, because usually it's a regional or you're with your group. But this was global, and they had, I don't know, I think it was close to 50 who were there. A beautiful ceremony of certification, and its certification is a lengthy process, you know, for this. So it was a beautiful ceremony, and
keep me in the loop, because my secret wish is that they'll have it next year in Phoenix, and that you will come to visit me and stay with me, and we'll go to it together. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun. It would be fun.
Okay. All right. That's our plan. That's our.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. Now, let's for my listeners who perhaps haven't met you before, and I know that we have a lot of followers who love hearing your shows, but there might be I'm sure there'll be a few new people with us. Could you share a little bit about where your success story began, Carolyn, and a little bit about how you got into this paranormal life and who your mentors were?
Okay, well, in a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, you know, I was born. literally, I was born very sensitive child and had very hyperactive, well, senses as far as my hearing and my vision, and slowly had paranormal experiences since the time I was 10, 11 years old, and accelerated through puberty. And which just seems to be very common during the transition in life. And so my dad had passed at the age of 10, and by 11 and 12, things are really perked up. So had a lot of experiences that were very common that a lot of people have, and was very transient, but they started to become much more The time that I was having, I was becoming more compressed, meaning it was happening so often that I knew something was happening. And it wasn't scary, but I was able to know that I was being watched. And it was actually comforting and able to connect and see things that not the average person saw. And I had a family that was very accepting of it. I grew up, became a nurse and married a chiropractor and been in holistic health for the last almost 40 years at this point. Wow. And was looking for a method of healing that could be accepted, because I knew I could sense and feel things, but I needed something that could be accepted in the medical and nursing community. With that said, I found Healing Touch and why I gravitated to it. And it's more than just Healing Touch that's accredited, but it is accredited by the American Holistic Nurses Association. So there are certified practitioners all over the world are able to go into hospitals that will accept energy medicine. And more of them are on a complimentary basis, but they have hired, they literally hired now certified nurses, Healing Touch nurses, and to go in on the floors and be able to work with the patients or have your own clinic, you know, or practice as I do. And I do go into the hospital when I'm called upon by my patients if they wind up in the hospital or somebody's told them about me. I just loved it. And Healing Touch in particular was brought to the forefront in 1993 by a nurse named Janet Makin, who went all over the world and sought out different healing techniques and put everything together and literally packaged it with a whole certification course of all the hours and that are needed to have an accredited certification, brought it to the AHNA and have been accredited ever since. And everybody's been carrying this on since 1993 through the Holistic Nurses Association.
Wow, and this is an amazing story. So you basically have the ability to work with traditional medicine, the traditional ways of doing it, plus you bring to the table the holistic attitude, techniques. It's just it's the whole picture, isn't it? It just really can answer anyone's health issues.
Yes, it can. I call this the missing link, and my dream one day is to go make rounds with the doctors in the hospital, you know, and show them, you know, what's going on in the field, you know, as they're looking at charts, because you know, and that day will come. And the more certified nurses out there who integrate this, you know, the better we are. And it gives it really opens the window of opportunity for their patients to have a higher healing response. We know this, we've known this because practitioners have been practicing energy medicine for a very, very long time, even before Healing Touch, you know, even became certified. But like I said, with all the research that's going on in January, they just, this is, I can't cite everything specifically, but I am going to tell you that when I was in my research class, I thought this was a fabulous experiment. And next show, I'll be able to cite where it came out from. But okay. I'm going to give you the quick synopsis. Is they did a study with three groups of people. One group never meditated before. One group were regular people who meditate and / pray. The third group was like higher level meditators of like yogis or gurus. And what they did is they drew blood on them right before they meditated. And they marked and they measured their immune markers and their immune response. The group that's never meditated before, they gave them a quick class on how to meditate and some basic technique. And these groups, I guess, did a 20-minute meditation. Okay. And what they did is they drew their blood right after. And then they drew their blood 15 or 20 minutes after. And what they found, there was not a great significant difference between the groups. But interesting that they found is that there was an immediate immune response. So their immune response elevated. Okay, in that 20-minute time period. Now, what they found within the groups who never did this before to the groups that did it on a regular basis to the yogis is they found there was an increase in the level of their proficiency of meditation and attaining that state of mind. But but there was not a great increase, which was very, very interesting. So that and what they would have had expected. So it really can show that anybody can learn if you sit for 15, 20 minutes a day, or any time that you do, that you can know that there is an increase, a great potential for the increased immune response. Besides, as I'm reading this brief, I've been looking at it right before we got on the air, they were talking about that, especially with cancer patients.
Sure.
So they can now, it's what we're called evidence-based. And okay. For years, before we had the technology and equipment, they was very difficult to do some of the evidence-based work. They know what the resonance of the vibration of the human body. They know they can now measure it. They're doing EEG studies on the changes in neurotransmitters. So there's, like I said, now they can go into the scientific realm, and they're making this what they thought was intangible, working with energy and biofield medicine, they're making it tangible. And this is huge. This is huge. So I'm just trying to stay on top of this as much as possible.
Well, this is very huge, and I'm so glad that you're sharing with us. And we're also going to share the word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, we left off last month or the month before on Principle 9, Processing Change. So we're going to review that and go forward to Principle 10, Seeking the Highest Guidance and Channels. We'll be right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast, January Jones, sharing success stories. And I'm with my co-host, Carolyn Green, today. And Carolyn, let's talk. We've been talking, sharing with our listeners your book, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence. Last time you were on the show, we left off with Processing Change. That would be Chapter 9, Principle 9. Could you briefly just review that so then we can go forward to the next chapter?
Sure. Okay, so processing change is a dynamic where people or somebody feels like they've been doing a lot of work on themselves and they're moving forward and they're moving forward. And then all of a sudden, nothing is happening. You know, you're at a standstill. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is the angel guides and angels tell me and say that it is, they call it a wild card because they feel when we feel like we slow down, it could become discouraging. But the reality of it is you are assimilating everything you've done up to that point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the speed limit slows down for assimilation and processing to move forward. So it doesn't mean that everything has totally stopped, meaning the wheels are turning. You're in the midst of evolving, increasing your vibration. It's just stay with the course. And the reality of it is we have an expectation of time and we want measurement of time. It doesn't always work like that. But it's a matter of understanding that you need to be able to assimilate everything that you've done up to now and that the wheels are turning and then things will start. If you stay the course, things will keep, you know, the momentum will be picking, you'll be picking up again. And it also prevents exhaustion.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I like that one. And we all know how important it is to take a time out, whether it's in your personal life, your social life, your business life. Timeouts are good and they're okay, aren't they, Carolyn?
They are, but, you know, ego will have us think that, you know, we become discouraged. Okay, what are we doing wrong? Why isn't anything really moving if I'm doing everything right? It doesn't mean that it's not, but it does mean that there's an assimilation process that will let go.
Okay, well, I'm all for timeouts.
Now, I'm with you.
Principle 10. Seeking the highest guidance and channels that can be brought forth. Now, you're a great person to write about this and speak about this because you do. Your book actually was channeled. So, and this is something you might want to share a little bit about when we're talking about this principle, okay? Give us your overview of Principle 10, Carolyn.
Well, Principle 10 basically is a lifelong process because the aspect of your highest guidance and channels or what you consider divine, God or not, this changes throughout life. And especially when something will happen, trauma or grief, and you feel like people may feel like they're being abandoned by their highest, you know, source, of divine source. So the reality of it is always ask for it. It's okay. Let me say something. It's a backtrack minute. It's okay to question, you know, and things will happen throughout life that will make us question. Is there really a God there? Are my angels really around me, you know, or not? And that's another thing. It's okay to question because if you're questioning, you're still seeking. You're not shutting the door. So that's a normal process. The reality of it is, at the very, very least, always connect in what you consider, what you bring forth your higher self with the highest vibration and intention, because your faith or belief or knowing, it is normal throughout life. Certain things are going to ebb and tide, but always bring forth with the highest. You want the highest vibration, the highest, you know, the highest frequency. At the very least, connect to your higher self. But with that said, you can connect to your angels, you can connect to, you know, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, God, whatever your envision, how you envision your divine source to be. Again, with that said, there's no right or wrong answer, January. There's so much that's dictated by, you know, religious belief. Religious belief and what other people's experiences, they may not be congruent. And I meet my clients all the time where it doesn't align. And so I'm sure you know people, you know, who have said that or who have felt that. And again, it's okay to question. But if you are connected with your angels, you're connected to God, you're connected to Jesus, you bring up that the highest vibration with the highest intention, nothing more, nothing less. And if you're agnostic, you bring yourself up to your highest self, into your soul knowing, or as my guides say, soulular. Because it won't steer you wrong.
Right. I love what you write about in that chapter, and you write that it is the wisdom that comes from out of the blue when you may be reading the Sunday comics or just driving on the freeway or taking your dog Zoe out for a walk. And you, what you wrote was, do not dilute an intuitive thought into no thought at all. And so many times you just get these thoughts, and so many times you try to ignore them, but I think it's your message is that we should embrace them, isn't it?
You embrace them. We have to have the confidence in ourselves and our guidance and our heart and our inner knowing to embrace it. Once you embrace who and what we really are and truly are as these wonderful energetic beings in this physical body that is connected and connected into the source of one, as we all connected and connected into the grid of the planet and mankind, which is an evolvement in itself, and that's a process. It all comes together, and what people will see time and time again is all of a sudden there's a lot of validation. Mm-hmm. But it's embracing it and turning that belief into knowing, because a belief is a lot different than knowing, than a true knowing. But it has to start somewhere. So if you believe, when you have enough validation, meaning a belief can change with the weather, really, but yeah. It turns into, you know, you got to believe this. You don't have to believe anything. What is it going to take for you to start to know,
know? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing of that was one of the things that I channeled when I first started to become clairaudient and clear hearing with spirit. One of the first things that when I started asking who these guides were and these angels, sure. And I was getting information, the first or second day, that my question was, before I wrote down this, they told me this, is I said, how do I know to trust you? Because I didn't know who I was dealing with. I knew it wasn't bad, but I didn't know who I was dealing with, you know. I was questioning them like an attorney, you know. Who are you? What do you want? You know, where were you on the night of the 12th? But and I said, how do I know to trust you? And immediately, do not dilute an intuitive thought into no thought at all. That was it.
That's so powerful. And right now, I'm going to embrace our sponsors. And when we come back with Carolyn, she's going to share with us her website information, how you can get her book, how you can find out about her fabulous jewelry, and most important, how you can book a session with her. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Wine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone, and we're with my dear friend and co-host, Carolyn Green. And Carolyn is not a whiner, and right now she's going to share with you her website information, talk a little bit about how you can get her book and her fabulous jewelry, and also how you can book a session with her. Come on, Carolyn, give us the info.
Okay. My website is theenergynurse.com. You can contact me through there. I do Skype sessions. I'll do phone sessions, remote sessions. Just drop me an email through my site and your contact information, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. My jewelry is online, and you can, again, you could look at the website under products, as well as my book is online. If you want to contact me, I will send you a signed copy of the book. And let's see, what else were you asking? Oh, my jewelry. If you're in the area, you know, if you're in Florida, I'm going to be showing it at some conferences. Actually, I just got booked to speak. I'm going to speak at, it's called the Vacasa Health Expo in Orlando in February 6th and 7th, I believe. So I will show my jewelry there, have my book there, and I will do a lecture or workshop at that time. And I'll have things on the events, you know, as they come, as it's posted. But definitely contact me. Oh, my Facebook page, too. Contact me on Facebook and like my page. And I post weekly channeled angel messages. And
you're on LinkedIn and Twitter also, aren't you?
I am on LinkedIn. Are you on Twitter?
Kind of. I post the shows. I'm not a Twitter, because I can't keep myself to 140 characters.
Yeah, you and I both do.
It's a little frustrating.
It is frustrating. My daughter's is in marketing. She's a mom. You got to get on Twitter. You got to start tweeting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, at when? And she goes, it's a quick thing, but you're going to have to learn to stay brief. And I'm going, this is an issue.
Me too. And I want to share with my listeners that her jewelry, her crystal line of jewelry, is fabulous. It's fantastic. It is the kind of thing, they're all original pieces. So if you are looking for a gift, and she's really, really quite affordable, if you are looking for a gift for a special person for the holidays, we've got Christmas coming up, and daughters who have birthdays, you name it, go to her website and look. I have several pieces that I wear, and I have to tell you, Carolyn, every time I wear them, people comment, and as you told me, this crystal draws people to you, and people will come up. Most people will say, may I touch it? But some people just can't help themselves, and they just reach out, and they have to touch these crystal pieces, and these are significant pieces. They're not teeny tiny. People do notice them, don't they?
Yes, they do. I warned you. I put a warning out there. You buy this, and you're going to have people coming up and grabbing at you. Most of the time, people will ask, especially if they're in a crystal, may I touch it? But, you know, I always set that intention that whoever needs that, who needs to feel it, you know, feel it. And always the people that seem to buy it are fine with it. You know, I just sold a bunch at the Healing Touch conference, and it was really fun. Everybody, they enjoyed it so, and we had a banquet, and everybody who bought pieces wore it to the banquet, and they were coming up to my table, look, I'm wearing it, and people already coming up and say, where did you get it? They said, go see the energy nurse, go over her and get it. So it was really a lot of fun, and to really introduce the line into that community. But it's for everybody, and not all the pieces are quite as big, and so there's something for everybody, and the price point is really good, and I think very, you know, fair, because I want it, I want people to be able to buy it and enjoy it. And so I'm getting ready next month to go down and pick out some more stones and produce some more things. So I'm excited about that.
And will those be up and ready to go for Christmas?
I'm hoping it's going to be iffy. It depends how long the production is going to take, and that's the issue. I do have plenty. I do have enough, you know, to get me through the holidays.
Okay.
Certainly, once the holidays are done, if not, the next round will be ready definitely for January and Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's good. And then you've got Mother's Day always coming up. You know, I want to share with everyone that you really need to consider this. Forget, you know, I used to go to Pandora whenever I had to get gifts for friends or daughters or whatever. And, you know, it's boring. It's blah. You know, everyone, it's the same thing over and over again. Carolyn, you cannot say that about Carolyn's pieces. They are all original and unique, and I certainly recommend you look into it. Now, Carolyn, we're talking so much about we're going to move on to Principle 12. We're going to take a break. It's called Open-Heartedness is Principle 12.
Actually, we've got to go to 11, Recognizing Complacency.
You're absolutely complacency. Absolutely. Well, you know, I need to recognize that I cannot be complacent about my sponsors. So we're going to hear from them. And then when we come back, we'll talk about Chapter 11, Principle 11, Recognizing Complacency. We'll be right back with Carolyn Green.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing my co-host today, Carolyn Green. Carolyn, let's talk about what it means to recognize complacency.
So this is important because a little while ago we talked about processing change. It's the time when things tend to stop. So how do you tell the difference between if we're becoming complacent or if we're processing change and things are evolving and we're slowly getting that foot out of the mud as things stop, as because things are slowly rolling along? The basic difference is the intent, whether there's an intent of procrastination. So in this message, the guides really showed me that, you know, they're very metaphoric. They speak very metaphorical, and they showed me that it's like a mattress, like a really soft mattress, and you like to stay in bed because you can't even roll over that much. It's kind of hard, but you're really comfortable versus getting your firmer mattress where you can roll over, get out of bed, you know, and start moving. So the difference is when we're complacent, the intent, whether many people will realize it or not on the surface, is is procrastination. Usually there's procrastination. There's a fear behind that. You know, what if I do this? What if I continue? If I really want to do something, but I'm really in my comfort zone. And anytime you go out of your comfort zone, and that's being in that nice, comfortable, soft mattress, you know, sometimes there's a little growing pains with it, right? I mean, it's a little, you have to get a little bit of confidence up and gumption to get out of bed and take that step. Complacency can yield to apathy if that goes on long enough. And then you really, really lose steam, whether this is a new goal you're setting, whether it's a new business you're starting, whether it's, you know, a new relationship. You know, once you examine it, are things moving along or slow down because of processing change, or are you really complacent? And again, so the big difference between that is looking at the intent, whether your intent overall, do you admit to yourself that you're a procrastinator? Frankly, you know, I have been, and I think we all have been.
Well, we all have, yeah.
Sure, it's easy. It's easy. And, you know, just moving forward or just writing the book, you know, and it's just trying to get things done. And it's all a balance.
Yeah. And I think it sometimes it's so subtle that you don't even realize what's happening. You know, it's just you start thinking, well, I'm overprogrammed. I can't do this. I can't do that. But sometimes it's just an excuse to slip into complacency. And I think you have to step back from it, look at it objectively, and assess where you really are. And it's a difficult thing to do, isn't it, Carolyn?
Sure, because it's self-examination. You know, I'm working on two things I've been complacent with, you know, that myself I've been complacent with. And I've just, you know, we have to triage it. So then I go back to, you know, my nursing. And you need to triage. Sometimes you can't do everything. You know, you have a list of five tasks that you want to get do things. And when at the end of the day, you have to triage what is the most important on a physical, mental, and emotional layer level. You know, so other things will be on your own honey-do list. You know, it's your own honey-do list. You know, the whole thing is the shifting gears. But if you can really self-examine, and I've done it, and even with certain things that are going on now, it's like, okay, how comfortable am I going out to do this? Or how comfortable am I setting this boundary with this person? You know, so you start, and then after a while, you kind of exhaust yourself. The other thing is, your own emotions take up so much real estate in your brain. Like, there's so much, you know, psychobabble going on. So you said it best. You just said it, you know, it's stepping back and really asking yourself and looking at it. And there shouldn't be any fear, and ask for guidance. Because again, like you said it too, we talked about it, it's like when you're not thinking of anything, when you stop putting all the energy into all of this and you start to just ask and clear your mind, all of a sudden that knowing is there, that idea is there, that spark of motivation is there. Mm-hmm. When recognizing complacency, the fine line is you can become apathetic. You know, are you a little bit depressed? Are you a little bit anxious about this, right? So, and if so, ask for guidance. What is it going to take for me just to move forward? What is it going to take for me to make my mattress a little bit firmer so I can move around and get out of bed? Because, you know, staying in that real comfortable mattress is really nice, you know? It's not a bad idea.
Especially on those rainy days. You definitely want to sometimes stay in and pull the covers over your head. Let's share with our listeners, people who need a little guidance. I've had session with Carolyn, and if you have some questions you need answered, or just, as we said, guidance to get you out of and get you out of neutral and into drive, Carolyn, how can they get a session with you, a private session on the telephone if they live anywhere far away?
Sure. Again, you know, go to my website, theenergynurse.com. I love to get connected with people from all over. I we could do Skype sessions, we could do phone sessions, and then contact me by email or leave me your phone number and I'll get back to you and we'll discuss. You know, I'll have you write down, you know, certain issues or things that you want to look at, or especially at the end of the year. This is a very good time to start assessing what you did this year, making some short-term and long-term goals going into the following year, things, life changes that have happened this year, what you feel, you know, you need a little bit of help working through. So I would have you triage that as well. And then we would set up a session or sessions. And we'll have to work through the time zones or however that works. But yeah, absolutely. Just contact me through my website and I will get back to you, you know, as timely as I can. And I'd love to hear from you. Contact me on Facebook. Contact me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty contactable. Is that a word?
I love that. That's a new word and I've never heard of it before. I love it. You know, just we have 1 minute. You always, it's a nursing term, and you say triage all the time. Explain to me when you're saying triage, what are you, what's the real definition here?
Prioritizing.
Okay.
You're prioritizing. Okay, okay. So for it's simple. If somebody comes into the emergency room in respiratory distress and somebody comes in with a sore throat and a fever, who are you going to go, who are you going to take first?
Okay. Right? Now I get. Okay.
Yeah. So the same thing with your goals. Same thing with tasks at hand. When it becomes overwhelming and you do feel like you're procrastinating this one thing, and that's okay, as long as you're moving through your tasks and just prioritize.
Okay. That's great because I know it's a nursing term and nurses use it all the time. And I'm always sitting there with like a big question mark in my head. I'm trying to figure that one out. Thank you for explaining it. And thank you for visiting with us. This has been fabulous. We look forward to having you back next month and we'll go on to the next chapter in the book that I kind of rushed ahead to. I went to chapter 12 and it's open-heartedness. So we're going to talk about that next month. And there's no one who has more open-heartedness than my guest today, Carolyn Green. Thank you, Carolyn. And
thank you.
It's always so much fun to have you with us. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with my co-host, Carolyn Green. I've enjoyed it. It's always so much fun to have her with us. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Carolyn. We'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. Go to januaryjones.com and sign on. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Now, remember my mantra. If you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Thank you to my guest today, Carolyn Green. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Thank you. The Swimmers in the Temple Town Light. I think that's the one along the freeway.
Yeah.